Microbial contaminants, pesticides, and heavy metals are a few of the things that cannabis sold in Nevada is tested for. Reno Public Radio's On Gray sat down with a public health expert to learn more about Nevada's testing industry.
Jeff Engerman is an assistant professor at the University of Nevada, Reno School of Community Health Sciences. He's an environmental public health expert and joins us to talk about the quality assurance process of marijuana. Jeff Engerman, thank you for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you, An.
The cannabis testing industry is fairly new in the state. How is it set up?
When the Division of Public and Behavioral Health was charged with implementing the medical marijuana program, they looked initially to other states that had done this before and took components from each of those state programs. In the course of reviewing those standards and what was taken from other states, they chose, by and large, some of the most comprehensive and stringent standards in terms of, for instance, the limits, the tolerances for pesticides and heavy metals, and other standards like for microbial contaminants. And these have been sort of refined over time.
So what are the main contaminants in cannabis that testing labs are looking for, and what are the public health concerns of those contaminants?
I would say that from what I've learned, the most frequent that have occurred in testing laboratories are for microbial contaminants, specifically yeast and mold, and for certain types of pesticides that are commonly applied, and to a lesser extent, heavy metals that are present in either nutrient mixtures or the soils in which the plants are cultivated. And the health implications of these are quite varied. There is a general understanding that when you are inhaling combusted flower, that is the traditional mode of smoking marijuana, that you are vaporizing these components, especially metals, and that your inhalation exposure can be measurable. And so some of the pesticides will also survive the combustion process, and you're inhaling those as well. It's far less clear what happens with microbial contaminants when they're combusted and inhaled. It's not known whether they survive that process. This really hasn't been studied.
How can consumers be sure that testing is consistent and accurate from lab to lab and that the product that they're getting is safe?
So there's been an effort mounted by a subset of the testing laboratories currently active in Nevada to institute what's called a round-robin testing program, which is essentially an inter-laboratory quality control program by which the laboratories all analyze the same sample and share their results. And determinations are made as to which labs have the highest degree of accuracy. These types of programs are extremely valuable, and they tend to be a normalizing force when it comes to making sure that all the laboratories are doing good work and are using, to a certain extent, harmonious analytical methods and are conducting those methods properly.
And Jeff, since marijuana is a Schedule I drug and is federally illegal, what are the challenges then for our research?
In the process of formulating these testing standards for the medical marijuana program, there were these roadblocks associated with the reluctance of the federal government to address some of the issues relating to contaminants in the product. So what state agencies have had to do in order to formulate the standards for pesticides and other things was to turn to registered uses for other types of analogous products. And so that's a problem because if you think about it, there are no other types of analogous products. The regulations have been predicated on commodities, which are foodstuffs that are ingested rather than inhaled. So the basis for formulation of these standards, I feel, has been very problematic because of the status of marijuana as a Schedule I drug and the inability to assess specifically what risks are present when inhaling these compounds.
Jeff Engerman is an assistant professor in environmental public health at the University of Nevada, Reno. Jeff, thank you for sharing your insights today.
Yeah, thank you, An.